September 21st, 1945. That was the night I died.
Any day now.
These bums are a disgrace.
Mama!
Tell me, what day is it?
Another one. Huh? What is this stuff?
Never mind that. Just dump it.
Huh? This one's a goner, too. You can see it in their eyes.
Good girl. Try to be patient. Well, I'd better get over to the shelter. So be careful, Theta, and get over there as soon as you can. Setsuko, be a good girl and listen to your brother.
Mom, never mind us. Get to the shelter.
Yes, yes.
Do you have your medicine with you?
I have it right here. Don't worry.
I hate the shelter.
Well, you'll be sorry if you get blown up by a bomb. Now get on. Safe here. Don't worry, okay?
But where's Mama?
Why, she's in the shelter. The firehouse shelter can take a hit from a 250-kilo bomb easy. Don't worry about her. She'll probably go to Nipponmatsu Station to find us. We'll go and meet her there. Let's just rest a bit. Are you okay, Setsuko?
I lost one of my shoes.
I'll buy you even better ones.
I have money.
Huh?
Open this.
Setsuko, you're rich. Huh? Black rain from all the bombing. It was the Civic Hall. We ate lunch there once.
Seiko, is our house gone too?
Probably.
What do we do?
Dad'll make him pay for this.
Same boat. Well, at least we're still alive. There were two direct hits. The fire's impossible to put out. When you try to smother them, it just spreads the oil around.
It's not her.
She's not down here.
I have to pee.
Okay.
Attention all residents of Ichirizuka and Kaminishi! Please report to the elementary school for first aid services!
What's wrong?
My eye hurts.
Don't rub it. We'll get it washed out at the school.
Where's Mama?
She'll be there.
At school?
Yes, let's go.
Were you all in the shelter at the time?
It's horrible. Zeta, come. Have you seen your mother yet?
Mm-mm.
She's been injured. Go to her. I'll watch your sister. Wasn't that scary, Setsuko? Zeta has to go somewhere. We'll wait for him together.
Zeta, I'm glad you're here. Are you okay?
My mom.
This way. Oh. This is your mother's, isn't it? In here. She's finally fallen asleep. She really should be in a proper hospital. We can't do much. I don't think they've hit Kaisei Hospital in Nishinomiya.
My mother. My mother has heart trouble. Can she get her medicine?
I'll find out. I'll be around if you need me.
Mom?
You saw her?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
I'm thirsty.
If there's anything I can do, just ask. Did you get your ration?
Mm-mm.
I'll get it for you.
Keep this ring in your purse. Don't lose it, okay? Mom's been hurt, Setsuko, but she'll get better soon.
But where is she?
In the hospital, in Nishinomiya. We'll stay here at the school tonight. Then tomorrow, we'll go to stay at our aunt's house near the hospital. Is that okay?
You're all staying on the second floor. Why don't you stop by later?
Thank you for all your kindness. We will.
See you later, then. Bye-bye, Mal.
Mm. Want some?
I want to see Mama.
Maybe tomorrow. It's too late now. Watch me. I'm good at this.
We haven't unbandaged her. Believe me, you don't want to see the body.
With this heat we're having, she'll have to go on the truck today. Where's your sister?
In Nishinomiya. We have a distant aunt there. I think she'll take care of us.
I see. Lucky for you. I'd better get back to work. Good luck to you.
right, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, she's still sick.
Welcome back. How is your mother? Is she at Kaisei?
Yeah.
Lucky your dad's in the Navy. You get to have a truck help move you over here. I've laid out futons and mosquito netting in your room.
Thank you.
Doesn't Mama need her ring? Did she give it to me?
Just be careful you don't lose it. Setsuko, when Mom's a little better, I'll take you to see her. Time for bed, okay?
Dried potato, pickled plums. And I do believe this is butter. All of these things are so hard to come by nowadays. But soldiers' families always get the best. Anyway, did you stop by the hospital today? I'd like to tell your mother what's been happening, and I could take Setsuko along to visit her. How bad?
My mom died while she was still at the school.
What? She's dead? Then why didn't you tell me? Why were you hiding it? Answer me, child.
I didn't want Setsuko to know.
So she's dead. How awful. Well, you best write your father and tell him.
Good for you, Setsuko.
Hello there.
Don't be too long.
We won't be. Huh? Bullfrogs. There's nothing to be scared of.
Firefly!
Ready? Catch it!
Ah, you squashed it.
It smells.
Don't squeeze so hard. Hey, Setsuko, close your eyes and say ah.
Why should I?
Come on, just do it. Ah.
We're home.
Where were you two? Did you thank the lady?
Yes, ma'am.
That food looked good. Data, shouldn't you be going to school or something?
Yeah, but the steelworks they had me working in was bombed, and my school burned down. There's no place to go.
Well, I hope you've written to your father.
I did that. I sent it through the naval office.
When?
Just after we came here. I guess it was about 10 days ago.
That seems strange. There should have been a reply by now.
Hmm?
Return the scissors when you finish with them, Setsuko. Any news on the war?
It's beginning to look hopeless. It seems that the more factories we lose, the harder the others have to work. The war effort is eating up all of our supplies.
You're right. That's why food's getting so hard to find. Our soldiers aren't the only ones who are suffering. You work for our country's defense too, young lady. Eat up and work as hard as you can. Not again.
So you've taken in a couple of homeless children. Poor things, losing their mother when they're so young.
What's wrong? You got an itch?
It's hot. I hate shelters.
Just hang on. We'll be out of here soon enough. Hey, you want to go to the beach?
Oh. Yeah, let's go.
Wow, it's all vegetable fields now.
Hi.
Come on!
What are they doing?
They're making sea salt. Because all the salt and soy sauce is rationed. All right, hurry up, Setsuko! Woo! Might be a little cold.
It's cold.
Ah, feels good, right? You won't itch now.
Huh. It's a big bath.
Hey! Come back here! Get back here! I'm a bear! I'm gonna eat you! Don't look at that. When it gets a little warmer, I'll teach you how to swim.
Let's swim, then eat. We'll swim, and that'll make us hungry.
My daughter?
I'm fine, really. They've been very nice here.
I'm hungry.
Let's get home before we're caught in the next air raid.
I'm tired. Carry me.
Air raid!
Your mother will not be needing her kimonos anymore, Seta. Why don't you trade them for some rice? I've been trading off my things bit by bit for food. You can probably get a full toe of rice for them.
That much?
You need your nourishment. You can't be a soldier if you don't grow up healthy.
A whole toe of rice?
Your mother would be glad you didn't let them just go to waste. Why don't I take them for you?
No! No!
Setsuko, no, you're away.
Mamas! No! Their mamas don't take them! Oh, no!
Setsuko, let them go! Setsuko! Setsuko! No! Setsuko!
Mama!
fine rice, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We'll have a proper rice dinner tonight, Setsuko. Here, this is yours.
White rice, Setsuko!
Here you go. With my daughter and our lodger working so hard, I felt just terrible not having rice to give them.
It's great, huh? Real white rice.
More, please.
Surely. You're just gobbling it down tonight, aren't you, Setsuko?
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's very good.
What's wrong?
I don't want rice porridge.
Do we have any more of those pickled plums?
We finished those off ages ago.
Hi.
Here's your lunch.
Thanks. I'd better get going.
Bye, Mom.
Take care.
We'll have rice balls for lunch. Just hold on till then.
You stop that. You'll have porridge for lunch, too. Do you think a lazy slug like you deserves the same as people who are working so hard for our nation? Really, Seta, you're old enough to know now that everyone has got to cooperate. You keep saying you want rice, but do you do anything to earn it? No, you absolutely do not. I even give you some rice, but you still complain.
But it was our rice in the first place.
Oh, so now I'm cheating you, am I? How dare you say that, after I take you two into my home? Fine. Here's a new rule. From now on, we'll just make our own dinners. Tell me, Seita, you have other relatives in Tokyo, don't you? On your mother's side of the family, why not write to them? We could be bombed any day.
I don't know where to find them.
Let's go home, Mommy.
Uh-huh. Daddy's waiting for us.
Sorry you had to wait so long. What's wrong?
I'm hungry, and I'm thirsty, too.
Okay. Here's a fruit drop. Mom has 7,000 yen in the bank. 7,000? That's more than enough for us to live on. So don't you worry, okay? I'm telling Dad to write back soon, because you're waiting. Here, write your name.
You're in luck. You can't buy a stove like this easily nowadays, you know what I mean? It's almost impossible to find any hardware to sell.
I'll take that comb. And, do you have an umbrella?
An umbrella? Yes.
It's raining, it's raining, it's raining, it's raining. Big brother's coming home with an umbrella just for me. Drip, drop, flip, flop, down the rain comes. Drip, drop, flip, flop, down the rain comes. That should do it.
You be careful with that fire.
Right.
What are they up to?
They're doing their own cooking now.
Good for them. It's about time. More, please.
Mom, did you have to scold them again?
Yes, and they refused to apologize. And that boy, he even bought a stove, just to spite me.
Finished.
That's bad manners, Zeta.
We can sit any way we want. It doesn't matter.
There. Rice for two.
That's it?
Yep. Next ration will be in July.
Ready? Here. Do you like it?
It's all different taste.
Grape, strawberry, mint, and melon. It's all in there. Now drink it all up, okay?
Ah, it's all gone.
Great. They've left the dishes for me to do. They're selfish. Honestly, those little brats are two of the worst. Ah. Not again! Please, that man and my daughter work hard for our nation all day long. We can't have her crying, keeping them awake. We're having enough trouble getting any sleep with all these air raids. Old enough to help fight the fires, aren't you?
I want to go home. I hate living with her.
But we don't have a house to go back to. Oh.
With a great big streamer shaped like a carp in the wind.
Go!
With a great big streamer shaped like a carp in the wind. The big one's the papa and the little one's the kid.
Stop it! Sweet! Don't you realize that there's a war going on? You two are nothing but trouble for me. Couple of pests, that's what you are. You're no help during the raids. You can go live in that shelter for all I care.
That's it. We can live here.
No one is using it. It seems sturdy enough, and we can live just like we want to.
Can we really live here?
Mm-hmm. We've bothered you long enough. We should be leaving now.
You're leaving? For where?
Haven't really decided yet.
Oh. Well then, you two, bye-bye. Take care of yourselves.
This will be the kitchen. And this will be the front door. But where's the bathroom, Santa?
That can be anywhere. You want to go somewhere with me? Thanks a lot. Where do you want the wagon?
Just leave it right there.
Do you think maybe you can sell my sister and I some food and maybe some straw?
I guess. Not much left, though.
Well, I guess we can always eat frogs.
Frogs?
Yeah, they're great. You better get under the mosquito net. What's wrong?
I forgot my toothbrush.
One night without it won't matter. Getting pretty buggy out here. You better go get under the net.
It's dark in there. I'm scared.
I have to pee, Setsuko. How about you? Look, Kamikaze.
It looks like a firefly.
Yeah, Let's catch some. Okay, get in. Ready?
I can see you.
I can see you too. A hair clip. Hey, let's get as many as we can. I went to see a naval review one time, just before you were born.
Naval review?
Yeah, Dad's cruiser, the Maya, was in formation with the fleet in the harbor. Fortresses floating on the sea, defending a homeland from invaders near and far. Enemy plane! Stuck! I wonder where Dad is fighting now. What you doing?
Making a grave. Mama's in a grave, too. Auntie told me. She said Mama died and she's in a grave now.
We'll go and visit her grave sometime. Do you remember the graveyard? The pretty one out near Nunubiki. That's where she is now. Under a big camphor tree.
Why do fireflies have to die so soon?
like somebody's living here.
Probably lost their house.
Maybe it's some crazy hermit.
It's a swing.
Hey, a kid lives here. What's this?
Rest in peace, rest in peace.
I wish it was real food.
It says Sestico.
Look, guys, dried out frog guts.
Who'd want to eat that? Nobody I know would ever eat this stuff.
Ground soybeans? And I thought the food I got was bad.
A goose! A goose!
Wow! Hey, wait up!
I've traded everything for rice, even my mom's kimono. There's nothing left to trade. Please, I can pay you good money for the rice.
Sorry, I can't trade or sell anything to you. I'm a farmer, but even I don't have any rice to share. Don't you have any other relatives?
I don't know how to contact them.
Then take my advice and go back to that woman, son. Everything's rationed now. You can't survive outside the system. Just swallow your pride and apologize.
Thanks anyway. I'll just go and ask someone else.
You're the son of a Navy man, right? So try to be brave.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter if you like it or not, you have to eat. You need to so you can grow up strong.
Santa?
Huh?
I feel funny.
Are you cold?
I've been having diarrhea.
Hey, you!
I'm sorry! Sir, forgive me. I didn't mean to. My sister's sick. I just wanted to get her some sugar.
Yeah, sure. Stealing food is serious crime in wartime. You goddamn... Come back here.
Ah.
the hell? Potatoes, too? So you're the one who's been stealing my crop.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. I swear.
Tell it to the cops. I'll take you there myself. Now
please.
Walk.
No,
I
please.
Hope they lock you up.
Peter.
Please, she's sick.
Peter.
She needs me.
Move.
Based on what you both told me, the nature of the crime is very clear, so I thank you for the information, sir. I'll take care of this. You may go now.
But, officer!
You've knocked this poor kid around enough. I'm even tempted to call it, assault.
Thank you, sir!
They hit for Cooey tonight, you know? Would you like a glass of water or something?
Setsuko.
Get a doctor, Sita. Why did he hurt you?
Setsuko. Hop on. Setsuko, dinner. This pumpkin's great. Tastes like sweet bean jelly.
I don't like that stuff.
Look, if you don't eat, Dad'll blame me for it. Come on, ready? I'll even help you, okay? Now come on, cheer up and eat. Once you're better, I'll take you to the beach again, Setsuko.
Now I'll really get you something good to eat, Setsuko. These were your mother's? Don't make me laugh. Try to pawn your garbage off on me. Here. Setsuko. Setsuko.
Breathe in and out.
She's been having diarrhea for a while now. Prickly heat and rashes all over. And salt water seems to be hurting her skin.
Weakening from malnutrition due to the diarrhea. Next patient?
Can you give her medicine or a shot?
Don't want a shot.
Please, doctor, help her.
Give her medicine. All this child needs is some food.
She needs food.
How can I help you?
Well, where am I supposed to get food?
I'm so hungry. What do you want to eat?
Tempura, sashimi, jelly.
Anything else?
Ice cream. And also, I want fruit drops.
Fruit drops. Okay. I'll withdraw the money and buy you all the food you need. Now don't you worry, Setsuko. I'm going to buy you some good and nourishing food, okay? And I will never... I'll never ever leave you again. Never ever. I promise.
¥3,000.
There's a typhoon coming.
That's great. We get our divine wind after we surrender. Figures.
Surrender?
You mean we've lost the war?
Haven't you heard, young man?
You're telling me Japan's lost the war? The great Japanese Empire?
Yeah. Surrendered unconditionally.
Well, what about the fleet? Are they...
all gone. The whole fleet's been sent to the bottom of the sea. Not one left afloat.
What? Was my dad's ship sunk too? Please, tell me. Is that why he hasn't written?
How the hell should I know? Crazy kid.
Damn him! I'm so hungry. Daddy. Now, Dad's gone, too. He's dead, too. Dad. I'm sorry I'm so late, Setsuko. I'll go ahead and start making up some rice.
Up they go. And down again. Oh, firefly, stop.
I bought us some chicken, some eggs. And I also have... Setsuko, what's in your mouth? Setsuko, what are you eating? This is a marble. It isn't a drop. I brought you something special, and I know that you're gonna like it.
Say, Dad, have one.
Setsuko, what?
Rice balls. I made them for you. Here, have one. You don't want them?
Setsuko? Look, it's a watermelon. And I didn't even have to steal it. Here, eat it. Hold on to this, and I'll go make us some rice gruel with eggs. I'll leave the melon here for you. Okay?
Sita. Thank you.
She never woke up.
you go. Charcoal for the cremation. Now, since it's a child, make sure you do it at a temple. The body should be lightly dressed and use beanstalks for a good fire. In spite of it all, lovely day.
It's so good to be home.
Take the bit.
The old phonograph.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
The next morning, I put some of Setsuko's ashes into the candy tin and then climbed down the hill. I never went back to the shelter. Time for bed, okay?